Mama's house on Crenshaw Boulevard claims the best soul food in town. In the kitchen, hot fried chicken fresh out of the deep fryer sits to cool, while the cook, only known as Eddie, makes sure he has enough potatoes peeled and cut up, ready for the Sunday morning rush. With everything this family-owned restaurant has to do, does recycling take place? Tammy Mickle says it doesn't.
No, we don't, unfortunately. Recycle space is, we're not very big. So just having the space is just enough for trash cans. We do need to recycle. I will admit that, but no, we don't recycle.
Neil Guglielmo is the division manager of L.A. Citywide Recycling.
When you look at recycling in general, whether it be at a restaurant or some other type of business, or even at, say, apartments or even condominiums, space constraints are always one of the concerns that will come up when it comes to recycling programs.
But Guglielmo says there are many ways to address space constraints.
Once you start recycling, you can usually reduce the size of the trash containers and then add a recycling container. So there's really no net increase in how much space you will need. It just means that you have to be very good about recycling.
But recycling goes beyond soda cans and plastic bottles.
Restaurants have about 70% of their waste stream or more is organic. That means it can be composted, which is a subversion of recycling. It's natural recycling, basically.
And for these organic materials, which are pieces of leftover food, the city of Los Angeles has a restaurant food waste program.
We will go out and we educate the restaurant owners, the managers, the supervisors, and all the staff of the restaurant on how to recycle. We then provide them with the containers, both, they call them Slim Jims. They're kind of tall, skinny containers that go under the prep tables in the kitchen areas of the restaurants. And just like they have their trash Slim Jims, now they have green Slim Jims for the organic waste.
In the program, once a day, a dump truck will pick up the compost. But food scrap recycling isn't common knowledge like recycling aluminum cans. At Mama's house, they sell canned soda, but still don't recycle the empty ones.
See, that can be recyclable, and we do sell bottled water, too. That can be, you're right. I'm not going to see her and deny that, yeah.
But for Mickle, there's a big difference between work and home.
I recycle just about everything. My plastic, because I drink a lot of water, so all my water bottles, milk containers, anything we... Me and my cousin, we live together. We have drink a lot of vitamin water, bottled water, and glass too.
And while this type of recycling doesn't include the city service, Guglielmo says that's all right.
Whether they're recycling themselves or we're going to be able to recycle the blue bin, either way is fine with us. When you're doing that self-redemption, that self-recycling, you're still recycling. So you're still keeping materials that can be recycled out of the waste stream. And that is always our goal and intent.
Eddie says when people recycle, it keeps the neighborhood streets clean and gives recyclers extra money in their pockets. For Mickle, she'd rather turn in her two bags of recycling rather than put it in a designated blue bin.
I take mine and get little money for mine, so that'll cut into my little latte money if I do that.
Guglielmo says whether it's to clean up the community or just make some extra cash, keep in mind the three R's.
You got reduced trash, you got reuse of items, then you have recycling. The more we can do to change that behavior, the more successful we'll be on reducing how much trash gets generated, how much we can recycle, and then actually be more financially responsible and environmentally responsible as well.
For more information on all the ways you can recycle, log on to www.lacity.org/san/recycle. Victoria Sanchez, Annenberg, Radio News.